Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, he will. See, I want you to know that the word Yah is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2, as well as in Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Now, let's have a word of reading before our lesson of today. I, Yah the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you a covenant to the people as a light to the Gentiles. And Gentiles, you can say nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from prison, to those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am Yah the Lord, is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. I have read to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 6 through 9. See, let's have a word of prayer before going into today's reading. Our Father in heaven, thank you, thank you, thank you, and praise to you for being a caring and concerned Father to us lost sheep. Thank you for your constant protection, evil one, who seeks to devour us at every second he has an opportunity. As well, we thank you for giving us excellent health and sane mind. Praise to you, our Father in heaven, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. He doesn't say keep Sunday holy. He tells you in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, to keep the Sabbath holy. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read you to you from the King James Version of the Bible. I know you have your three P's handy and really my sheep. Your three P's, those are your pen, paper, and pencil. Just in case I say something that you might want to refer to later, or you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio, Feed My Sheep Show, and listen to this program. Follow me. I am in the book of Jeremiah. I am going back to the book of Jeremiah. I stopped for 5 weeks to tell you what I know. I would tell you, sheep, to like change your ways and do the things that our Father wants you to live. He wants you to eat certain things. He doesn't want you to eat foods that'll make you sick or disobey his commands, his ordinances, and his judgments. So, and I told you as much as I know. Go back and listen to the last 5 programs that I have given. We're going to start to pick up today in the book of Jeremiah at chapter 12. It's called Jeremiah's Question. And I found that there are 3 questions here. So let's start reading Jeremiah chapter 12. Righteous art thou, O Lord Yah, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore do the way of the wicked prosper? That's one question. Wherefore are all they happy that do very treacherously? That's the second question. Treacherously means to deceitful. You cannot be truthful when you're being treacherous. Verse 2, thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their ruins. I am turning the page here. I'm in verse 3 of Jeremiah chapter 12. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart. And whenever I see the word heart, I replace it with mind, because it's mind where the thought process takes place. Let me read verse 13 starting again. Thou knowest, but thou, O Lord, Yah, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and inclined my mind / heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. Verse 4. How long shall the land mourn? This is the third question. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of the field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? For the beasts, and of course you know beasts are animals. The beasts were the animals. Well, let me read it as it said beasts. The beasts are consumed, and the birds, they, because they said, we shall not see our last end. Verse 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied, wearied means to tire thee, then how canst thou contend? Contend means to cope with horses. And if in the land of peace wherein thou trust they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Now when he's talking about swelling of Jordan, that's like when it rains and the rain increases, makes the water swell and possibly flooding. I would say swelling would mean flooding. Verse 6, or even thy brother and the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously, treacherously being deceitful with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. And when I see that, I think of Psalms 83, verse 5. I really do. Perhaps your sheep should read that. And when you read Psalms 83, verse 5, it gives you names like the names of the people who had gathered against us, the children of Israel. And we black folk who were slaves and still are in slavery in the United States. It's not, the slavery that we're in is not as bad as it was back in the 18th and 1900s. But it's still here. Just look at what happened this past week in Detroit, the decision that was made. I say, they make the law, they break the law. And you say to me, well, who is they? And I'll tell you, the white folk, they make the law and they break the law to their benefit. Let's pick up, my focus should be on what the Bible says, I think. Let's read. I have forsaken my house. Let's pick up reading at verse 7. I have forsaken in my house. I have felt my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore have I hated it. Verse 9, my heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds around me are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to devour. Verse 10, we're in Jeremiah chapter 12 at verse 10. Many pastures have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden down my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. And he's just referring to, in my view, what has happened to what is Israel. But I want you people, or you sheep, to keep in mind that the land of milk and honey that has been promised to us starts in Egypt at Alexandria, where the Nile River starts, and you follow the Nile River to its end, and then you move to the right all the way to the Euphrates River, where it ends at the Persian Gulf. That is the land of milk and honey that has been promised to us, lost sheep. And a few of us are going to make it in. And it's important that we try to get our life together. We're going to make errors along the way. But for the most part, let us be obedient to God, obey his commandments, and keep the Sabbath holy, and do what is right in God's eyes. And we will make it into the promised land. Let's pick up again. Let's go back to verse 10. It reads, many pastures have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. That's because none of us black folk in the United States are living in the area that has been promised to us. But we are going, get yourself ready. Some say, well, the Israelites are already planted over in Israel. Well, God didn't put us there. That was the United Kingdom, well, the United Nations, excuse me, United Kingdom, United Nations and the United States who placed those people who say, yeah, Jews that are not. Read the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. Now, I've seen many white preachers read Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, but they would not read that Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, because it tells you that Jews who say they are Jews, it's written to the church of Smyrna. Those who say they are Jews, they are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. Let's pick up reading at verse 11. They have made it desolate and bring desolate, and being desolate, it mourns unto me. The whole land is made desolate because no man layeth it too hard. I have a comment there, but I'm going to keep that to myself this time. I may share it at a later time. Verse 12, the spoilers are come up on all high places through the wilderness, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from one end of the land even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. And that's what's happening to those over there who say they're Jews and are not. They don't have peace. Verse 13, they have sown wheat. Sown means to plant it. Plant. They have planted or sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, and that's what they're getting. They're getting pain now, but shall not profit, and they shall be ashamed of your revenues because. because of the fierce anger of Yah the Lord. Thus said Yah the Lord against all my evil neighbors that touches the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. And it shall come to pass after I have plucked them out, I will return them. I'm going to tell you the Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. You need this verse here. Let me go back to verse 14. Thus said the Lord, Yah, against all my evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. Verse 15. Excuse me, I had to burp. And it shall come to pass after that I have plucked them out of the land, I will return them and have compassion on them and will bring them again, every man to his inheritance and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass if they will diligently learn the way of my people to swear by my name, that's Yah the Lord. I read, I told you earlier to read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2, and Isaiah 26, verse 4. You see, his name is Yah the Lord. Okay, I have lost my placement. Let me go back up to verse 14. Thus said the Lord against all my, thus said Yah the Lord against all my evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of the land and pluck them out of the house of Judah among them. And it shall come to pass after I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion on them and will bring them again, every man to his heritage and every man to his land. It shall come to pass if they will diligently, and diligently means, diligent means to be constant, to search for, or just be constant in doing what you're going to do. Diligently learn the way, or constantly learn the way of my to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck them up and destroy that nation, said Yah the Lord. I finished reading Jeremiah chapter 13. I want to go back to Jeremiah chapter 10, where it talks about, it tells you, learn not the way of the heathen, nor be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. It tells you, do not learn the custom of the great people, because their custom is in vain. The workmen cut it down, the forest trees. And that's talking about Christmas. Black folk in America, do not put up Christmas trees this year. Become obedient to God. It says, that is the custom of the heathen. Start reading verse Jeremiah chapter 10. I want to read Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 13 through 25, if I may, without interrupting myself. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 13. When he had uttered his voice, there is a multitude of stars in the heavens, and he caused the vapors to ascend and things to go up from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the winds out of his treasures. Verse 14. Every man is brutish. The brutish means to be cruel or violent in his knowledge. Every founder, and when he's talking about founder here, he's talking about blacksmith, is confounded. The graven image or his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in him. Did God give us the breath of life? I can't remember where I read that, but it is in this Bible. Verse 15, they are vanity, and he's talking about those molded images as well as those graven images. They are vanity and the works of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yah, the Lord of hosts, is his name. 17 of Jeremiah chapter 10. Gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitants of the fortress. But thus says Yah the Lord, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this one, and will distress them, that they will find it so. Verse 19, woe is me, for my hurt, my wound is grievous. Grievous means serious, bad, or severe. But I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. We'll pick up reading here at another time. I'm going to stop reading at verse 20 of Jeremiah chapter 10. If it's God's will, I'll pick up reading there at another time. Listen, sheep, let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are lost for your care and concern for us. Thank you for all things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debts. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want to thank the one person who purchased my book, The Unseen, Amazon.com. My name is R.A. Harris. I want you to go get The Broken Plant and The Passing as well from Amazon. Those are e-books. Also, go to www.eatandlibelonger.com and purchase the book, How to Live and Eat Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady. He has a plan on the, it's a, what, a 61-day plan for us to not eat sweets and potato chips or whatever, stuff like that. So look up the 61-day plan by Dr. Eady and let's follow it, okay? God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more. Talk with you next time.